Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building an advanced Midnight Amen bass wobble in Ableton Live 12, and more importantly, we're arranging it like a real drum and bass section, not just a loop with movement, a proper section, something dark, suspended, and club ready, a bass idea that breathes with a break, answers the drums, and keeps the low end disciplined. This matters because in drum and bass, the bass is never working alone. It has to create pressure without stealing the snare's authority. It has to move without turning the groove into fog. And if you get that balance right, the whole drop starts to feel expensive. Let's start with the mindset. Arrangement first, sound design second. That's a big one. Open a new MIDI track and write an 8-bar phrase before you obsess over the tone. For a Midnight Amen feel, place the notes around the snare and the open spaces in the Amen break. Don't write on every 16th. Let the drum loop breathe. Aim for a pattern that lands on the 1, answers the snare in bars 2 or 4, and leaves a few gaps where the ghost notes can do their thing. Vary the note lengths too. Use short stabs for movement, a couple of longer notes for tension, and a few deliberate rests before key snare hits. Why this works in D&B is simple. The Amen already has a strong rhythmic personality. If the bass is constantly talking over it, you lose the swing, and the section stops feeling dangerous. What to listen for here is whether the bass phrase sounds like it is speaking to the drum loop, or just filling space. If every gap disappears, the groove flattens out very quickly. Now let's build the bass properly in two layers. Keep the sub separate from the mid-bass. That's the foundation of this whole idea. On one track, use operator or wavitable for a clean sine-like sub. Keep it mono. No widening. No flashy processing. If it needs a tiny bit of cleanup, use a gentle low pass. But really the goal is just a stable foundation. On the second track, build the wobble character. Wavitable works beautifully here, but so does analog or operator if you want a different flavor. A strong stock chain is wavitable, auto filter, saturator, compressor or glue compressor, then EQ8. Why split the layers? Because in drum and bass, the sub needs to stay locked and solid while the mid-bass does the expressive work. That way you can get movement without losing the floor. You get power and control at the same time. That's the sweet spot. For the wobble itself, don't think only in terms of the grid. Think in terms of the phrase. Start with a wobble rate around 1/8 note for the first 4 bars, then increase the urgency in the second 4 bars, maybe to 1/16 or a more animated motion, then pull it back for a turnaround at the end. The movement should feel like it belongs to the arrangement. Keep the filter movement in a useful range. You want the wobble to speak clearly, but not sweep through the sub and destabilize everything. Let the sub stay separate. Let the wobble live in the mid-range where the ear can actually track it. A little resonance can help, but don't overdo it. What to listen for is whether the wobble feels like pressure and modulation, or whether it starts behaving like a lead synth trying to steal the drop. If the break disappears when the filter opens, you're opening too far, or the mid-bass is too bright. Now add saturation, but use it correctly. Saturation is not a volume cheat, it's harmonic translation. On the mid-bass, use saturator modestly at first. Around 2 to 6 dB of drive is often enough to make the bass read on smaller speakers. Keep an ear on the output so you're hearing tone, not just loudness. If the patch feels too polite, push it a bit harder until it gets some useful grit. Then use EQ8 to shape the result. If the low mids get cloudy, cut a bit around 200 to 350 Hz. If the top gets brittle, tame the 2.5 to 5k Hz zone. The goal isn't more distortion. The goal is better translation. Now bring in the actual drums you want to use, ideally a chopped Amen or a break with clear snare accents. This is where the section becomes real. Check the bass against the drums in context. The sub should not collide with the kick. The wobble should not smear the snare transient. And the whole thing should still feel stable in mono. If needed, high pass the mid bass so the sub stays in charge. Keep the sub centered. Keep the stereo picture tight. In this kind of darker D&B, width is something you earn carefully, usually only on upper texture layers. If you widen the core bass too much, it can sound huge in headphones and collapse in the club. Here's a very important advanced habit. Check the section in three states: full level, quiet monitoring, and mono. If it only sounds exciting when it's loud, you probably have too much top and not enough body. If it only works in mono when the drums are muted, the full arrangement probably has a masking problem waiting to happen. What to listen for is the snare. In drum and bass, the snare is a structural anchor. If the bass masks it, the drop weakens immediately. If the bass leaves the snare room to crack, the whole track feels more expensive. Now let's make the section perform. Use automation to shape the movement over 8 or 16 bars. Open the filter gradually over 4 bars. Bring resonance up briefly before a turnaround. Add a touch more drive toward the end of the phrase. Subtle volume dips on held notes can help create pocket and tension. You can also automate wobble depth or rate so the first half of the phrase feels restrained and the second half becomes more urgent. That kind of automation is incredibly effective in rollers and jungle-influenced DNB, because the energy grows without needing a brand new melody or bassline. And once the movement feels right, commit it. Freeze it. Flatten it. Resample the mid-bass phrase to audio. This is one of the best advanced habits you can develop. It lets you stop tweaking forever and start arranging like a producer. It also gives you a real waveform to edit, which is a huge advantage. Once the bass is audio, shop it like a musical performance. Trim tails before snare hits. Tighten a late note by a few milliseconds. Duplicate one short stab if you need a callback. Mute a note in bar 4 or bar 8 to create a pocket moment. Suddenly the bass feels arranged instead of generated. A really strong structure for this kind of idea is simple. Bars 1 to 4 establish the identity with a bit more space. Bars 5 to 8 increase the urgency, maybe with more wobble movement or one extra hit. Bar 8 gives you a clear turnaround, maybe a dropout or a filter close. Then bars 9 to 16 repeat the idea with one meaningful change. One new note, one rhythm tweak, one different wobble rate. Just one strong change is often enough. Why this matters is because drum and bass is all about phrasing and payoff. If the listener hears the section evolve, it feels like a performance. If it just loops, the energy disappears faster than you think. If the bass still needs more menace, add a secondary texture layer only if it earns its place. Keep it narrow and disciplined. High pass it well above the sub. Low pass it before it gets fizzy, and use it as an accent layer, not a constant cloud. A tiny bit of top motion on a phrase ending or a turnaround can add serious tension. But if it's always on, it becomes clutter. Here's another useful trick. Let the bass brightness move opposite to the drum density. When the break gets busier, slightly close the bass. When the drums thin out, open it a little. That keeps the section alive without adding more notes. It's a subtle move, but in darker drum and bass, subtle is often what makes it feel expensive. Now, a few advanced arrangement thoughts. Bars 3, 7, 11, and 15 often matter more than bar 1, because that's where the listener decides if the loop is evolving or just repeating. Don't spend all your energy on the downbeat. Put your strongest phrase change where the drums already have momentum. A half-bar dropout before a return can be devastating in a good way, especially if the amen keeps rolling underneath. The bass vanishes, the floor drops out, then it snaps back in. That's a classic dance-a-floor move. Also, save at least 3 versions of the section if you can. A safe version that sits cleanly, a heavier version with more aggression, and a reduced version with more space. That gives you arrangement options later without rebuilding everything from scratch. A good stop tweaking test is this. If changing the filter, saturation, or note length makes the bass sound different but not better against the break, you're probably polishing instead of improving. At that point, bounce a version, take a small break, and compare it to the dry arrangement. If the printed version wins immediately, commit and move on. Let's talk about common mistakes quickly, because these are easy traps. Don't let the wobble live in the sub range. That makes the low end unstable and weakens the kick. Don't make the bass so busy that the amen loses its swing. Don't over-widen the core bass. Don't distort before the note shape is right. And don't ignore the snare and bass relationship, because in DNB the snare is one of the main structural pillars. If your bass feels too polite, the answer is usually not more wobble. It's often better harmonic placement. One ugly, useful texture layer is better than 5 layers fighting each other. One strong movement point at the end of the phrase is often more effective than movement everywhere. For homework, build 2 contrasting 8-bar midnight amen bass phrases that can live in the same track. Keep the sub mono and unchanged. Reuse most of the rhythm in the second version, but change one meaningful detail so it feels like an escalation, not a rewrite. Make one audio commit of the mid-bass. Include at least one clear turnaround or dropout before bar 9 or bar 17. Keep it club safe. Keep it readable. Keep it dark. And remember, this is the real win. You're not just making a wobble. You're building a bass performance that breathes with the amen, supports the snare, and holds up in mono, in a club, and after the 20th listen. That's the standard. So build the phrase. Split the layers, shape the wobble against the drums, print the best pass, and then arrange it like it belongs in a real drop. If it feels dark, heavy, and composed with the drums locked in, you're there. Now go make that midnight amen section hit.